Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, this one's kind of a weird one.
Yeah, we didn't get a lot of information from this guy. And he reached out from what appears to be like a ghost Instagram account. Like, there's no photo, doesn't follow anyone, doesn't have any followers.
Can never be too safe sometimes.
Yeah.
But very clear, wants to remain anonymous, even to us. So, he even asked that he call us.
Yeah.
You know, usually we get people's phone numbers and reach out to them, but this guy called in and we've got him on the line now. Your voice is disguised with a voice changer. Do not worry. We definitely got you covered there. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right. So in your DM to us on Instagram, you literally sent one line. Is it okay if I read that?
Sure.
Okay. So you said, quote, "There's something about me that I don't tell women until they fall for me, and I'd like to be on True Confessions."
That's right.
Okay, so what is it that you don't tell women? Obviously, we're very intrigued by that line.
Mm-hmm.
I got a vasectomy.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
36, never married, and I'd like to find my wife.
Sure.
But I do not want kids ever.
Okay. I mean, there are certainly plenty of people out there that, you know, they don't want kids. It's not for everyone.
Right.
Well, I got a vasectomy 4 years ago after a pregnancy scare. I knew I never wanted to have kids after that, and so I decided to make sure I never did. But the problem is my type, women I'm attracted to, they always want kids. Always.
Well, then it sounds like maybe they're not your type if you have, like, a fundamental difference.
It's kind of a big
like
deal.
That. Yeah. You know, I mean, wanting or not wanting a family is huge. That's a deal breaker for most people.
No. They're my type, like, physically, anyway. Women that want kids are always hotter and better in bed. They've got this wholesome look, but they're freaks.
I've never heard of that one before.
Yeah, that's disgusting. Okay.
Kind of also a sweeping generalization and totally subjective, but, you know, whatever.
I have the hookups to prove it. I've hooked up with plenty of women who are career-driven and don't want kids, and they just weren't that great. So I started only swiping right to women that were wholesome or whatever, and when they inevitably start mentioning things about wanting kids someday, I just sort of agree and respond with baby emojis or whatever, you know, whatever they think is cute.
This is sociopathic.
Whatever. I'll start loving more, right?
All right, hold on. So you mentioned waiting for women to fall in love with you before you tell them about your vasectomy and essentially leading them along. It seems like you want kids.
Correct.
Has any woman actually fallen for you?
Yes, women have fallen for me. That's the only one I care about.
Do you care about them?
The only one I care about is the woman I'm currently dating. We've been together for 5 months, and the conversations are getting more and more frequent because she's 34 and her clock is ticking.
All right, so 5 months into a relationship, you've had conversations about having kids and you still haven't told her about your vasectomy. And look, that can be reversed, or at least you can try to see how it works. But I think it's more important the fact that you have zero intention of having kids.
Yeah. Like,
that's not something most people reverse on.
No.
No, but at this point, I feel like I can, because, you know, she loves me, so I think she'll stay with me when I tell her, even though she wants kids.
Okay. Well, again, vasectomies are reversible, so it's not like you're going to be like, oh, I'm sorry, got a vasectomy, definitely going to have kids now. I mean, if you met the right person and changed your mind because you knew that's what she wanted, that would be...
Absolutely not.
Okay.
No. I hate kids. No.
Wow. Okay. So you're with a woman who loves you, and you supposedly love her in your own unique way, and you're going to tell her this in the hopes that she's, like, too in love with you to leave, even though you know how much she wants kids and a family.
Yeah, pretty much.
I mean, that's manipulative, and it honestly, it's just downright selfish. Like, it's bad enough that you were hooking up with these random women and leading them to believe that that's something you wanted, having kids, but now you're actually with someone who you supposedly love, and you're still being completely selfish.
What about me? What about the fact all these baby-hungry women are willing to throw me out like trash the minute they find out I can't inseminate them? Why is nobody judging them?
Maybe because they're being honest about what they want, and they're like allowed to want kids and want to be with someone who also wants kids.
Yeah, it's not about being judgmental. It's about wanting the same things in life. I mean, they're not throwing you away like trash. They're just realizing that, you know, you're both wasting your time if you want completely different things. If anything, they're doing you a favor.
Yeah.
That's bullshit. We could be soulmates in every other way.
Again, there's certain things, and I think you're missing the point on that, that are, you just, it's not going to work. If you want to be with somebody and they want kids and you don't, like, it's just not going to work. And you can't take that personally.
Yeah. They're not rejecting you as a person or like being shallow. Like, they want kids. You don't. It's an irreconcilable difference.
And honestly, like, you're going to do what you're going to do, but I mean, I really think you should be honest with these women that you're dating. I mean, it's unbelievably uncool to wait for her to develop kind of deeper feelings and then spring this on her.
Yeah, and by uncool, like borderline sociopathic.
And also that.
Whatever. My way is working out pretty well for me. Thanks.
Did you just try? Oh, yep. Well, okay. You just hung up.
Cool.
He justifies this behavior essentially by kind of playing the victim card and saying that, well, when I try to get in relationships and I'm up front, I get, you know, ditched. I get thrown to the curb.
And this guy on Facebook is commenting. John says, 99% of women want kids, so lying is his only way of having a steady relationship. Otherwise, he would be hopeless. That is so selfish. Oh, my God.
And also untrue.
Yeah, well, right.
No, I don't think it's 99%.
One of my best girlfriends does not want kids. It's not 99%. That's absurd. They're called
dinks. Double income, no kids.
Yeah.
They exist. And they're out there. And look, if that's your...
Wait.
What?
They're called dinks?
Yeah, double income, no kids. Never heard of a dink before?
You're a dink.
Yeah, you're a dink, all right. But, and by the way, if that's what you want...
Fine.
Nothing wrong with
that's
that.
That's fine, but be honest. Don't manipulate somebody who, especially who you know wants this. It's so unbelievably, savagely selfish and disgusting.
Let's see. Club PXY safe text line 69822 just went through this. Oh. Just got back out in the dating world and was lucky to meet an awesome guy. He's 5 years younger than me, and I have a teenage son. First thing I told him was I am done having children.
Okay.
You should never waste someone's time, especially when it comes to family legacy.
Absolutely. And this on Facebook. I threw it up on Facebook. How quickly into dating should you tell somebody that you don't want kids if you don't want kids? And most people, the general consensus is ASAP, first date, or even before the date. You know, if you match on a dating app, or if you're texting or whatever, you know, kind of have that conversation about... Mm-hmm. I mean, it depends on... maybe how pressing it is for you. When I was 22, 23, 24, I wasn't thinking about any of this stuff. But
right,
now,
but still.
On the other side of 25, that's a big deal. If you don't ever want kids, like, definitely not going to work.
But it also depends how adamant you are, too, about it. Because there are certainly people in their early 20s, so they know without a shadow of doubt.
Yeah.
They don't want them maybe now, but down the road, yes, definitely.
Well,
so
that's, right,
either
right.
way, why are we wasting our time?
Right.
And that's kind of what it comes down to, is it's selfish because you're wasting everyone's time.
Yeah.
And you're trying to manipulate.
And, you know, the guy on True Confessions was saying that he loves this woman he's currently with.
Mm-hmm.
That's not love. That is not love. Lying to her and knowing that she wants kids, it's just, ugh.
Not a good situation. 222-9800. Rachel from Greece, did you want to weigh in on either... getting into a relationship with someone where you guys didn't see eye to eye on having kids?
My first serious relationship, we both wanted kids.
Uh-huh.
And then 4 years into it, he no longer wanted kids.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Oh.
So I said, okay, well, you know, this isn't going to work for me. This is what I want. You know, we broke up. It was pretty amicable. And I said, you know, it's not that, like, we didn't love each other. It's just, this is what I want. This is what you want. And within a month, he knocked up a stranger.
Are you serious?
And it's so weird now because our children go to the same school.
Oh my God, that's weird. Yep.
And he has nothing. Yeah, and he has nothing to do with this child. And I see his kid every day, and he has nothing to do with it, and I feel so bad.
Well, I think in that instance, you should certainly feel happy that you dodged a bullet.
Yeah, 'cause, 100%.
I mean, he, you know, as awful as that is, he was certainly true to his word that he didn't want them.
Oh, I know. I tell myself all the time, like, oh, thank God.
Yeah, no kidding. Wow. But that's interesting that you were just immediately, even though, how many years? Four, you said?
Four. And we still, like, even when he, like, went through this horrible thing where he was, like, so upset about it, I was pregnant with my own child. Like, we were still friends. We were still talking. And, like, I love him, but I'm like, I'm sorry. Like, that's not, this is what I want. I want a family.
It's just one of those things.
Yeah. It is.
Yeah.
It is. It's, I mean, you know, you always, all the time we see irreconcilable differences on divorce papers. This is that, that's what that is. You know, it's like, it's not that I don't like you or love you or whatever, but this is what I want. And you don't want that.
Yep. And I actually have a friend who, before she got married, she sat down, she said, you know, I'm very controlling and bossy. This is what I want out of life. If you're not going to do it, say so now and we're done.
Yeah, wow. I mean, that's, you know, that was similar to the conversation that, you know, St. Courtney and I had. We both, you know, were very adamant up front that we both want kids. I mean, especially, here's the thing, too. It becomes especially important as you start to get a little bit older.
Right.
Because it's one thing if you're in your early 20s and, like, you want kids, but you still, it's off on the horizon.
Yeah, you're not going to have that conversation on the first date at 22.
Right. Sure, that, I think that certainly does play a factor.
Right. And the sad part is, too, he was 4 years older than me. So I was like, well, why, you know, you would think he would be closer to wanting kids. Like, the conversation, like, yes, I want kids. And then instead, he was the one that changed his mind. I was like, yeah, no, I don't want to do it. I'm
I think the moral of the story here is if you don't want kids, either get a vasectomy or use protection.
Yeah.
Or maybe both.
Right.
And be honest about it.
Yeah, that too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess he was honest with her about it, but they just weren't careful, and she didn't care, and then changed her mind and was like, yeah, I'm keeping it.
I bet she cares now, unfortunately.
Oh, yeah.
Well, thanks for sharing your story.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Bye, Rachel.
Bye.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.